Through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former military intelligence chief continued their talks today to salvage the once on again then off again summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former governor of New Mexico and ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, is encouraged by what he's seeing.
Well, I'm encouraged by the fact that Secretary Pompeo and North Korea's top guy next to Kim Jong-un have been meeting. This means that Kim Jong-un is giving this the highest priority. In other words, the summit being reinstated. The good thing that I saw is that they had dinner last night, Pompeo and the North Korean. You make deals with the North Koreans. I've been there 8 times, made deals with them over informal settings, over dinner, walking together. You don't do it across negotiating tables.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street this Thursday afternoon, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just over 200 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
New guidelines say most people should start getting colorectal cancer screenings earlier. Now, the American Cancer Society is saying testing for men and women with average risk should begin at the age of 45. But what exactly is average risk? Dr. Jonathan LaPook is with New York's Langone Medical Center. He explains average risk.
Average risk are basically people, it's most people who don't have a high risk. A high risk would be somebody with a family history of colon cancer or somebody who has a certain genetic condition or you have a certain kind of inflammatory bowel disease.
And doctor, why the increase in colon cancer?
Some people wonder, is it obesity? Is it lack of exercise, diet, something in the environment? What I think is really interesting is the possibility it's the microbiome. So the trillions of bacteria that are in our gut, and there's 1 to 2,000 different species. And it turns out that certain of those species are linked to an increased risk of colon cancer. And when you think about it, we have been changing our microbiome. We take antibiotics, our diet has changed, and one of the theories is that we're messing up our microbiome and increasing the risk that way. That's just the theory.
President Trump announced today that he was granting a pardon to conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. The president tweeted, "We'll be giving a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza today. He was treated very unfairly by our government." Now, remember, D'Souza was convicted of making an illegal campaign contribution in 2014. He pled guilty to giving $20,000 to a politician in New York and was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 8 months in a halfway house, and he also had to pay a $30,000 fine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, welcome, everybody. I'm in a pretty good mood. Despite all of the helter-skelter stuff that we're going to cover here on the program today, the weather's been pretty crappy, to say the least, where I live here in the Northeast. We basically haven't had any spring. And it's Memorial Day weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the year. And it's just the pool's too bloody cold. Can't go in. I had to crank up some Bob Marley before the program to get me in a nice mood. Well, anyway, welcome, everybody. I want to kind of delve into the markets as a whole, psychology, the media, a little bit deeper today than we normally do. I actually picked up and I am rereading a book that I read years ago. And that's something I very, very rarely do. I tend to pick up, from time to time, I may pick up a Thomas Sowell book that I read and go back and look for some examples that he gave that I like to use on the program. But I normally don't do that. I'm not I don't read novels anymore. I pretty much stick to the nonfiction stuff, and I love history and I love biographies. But there was a great book came out several years ago. Pretty popular book. I don't know how many people read it, but it was a pretty popular book. It was a New York Times bestseller. The name of the book is The Black Swan. The Impact of the Highly Improbable. It's written by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, and it's phenomenal. The guy's a great writer. He gives all sorts of stories and whatnot to explain oftentimes complex topics. Sometimes you read this book, it almost seems like you're delving into the Matrix to some degree. But some of the things that I've been watching and seeing and trying to comment on here, trying to explain on the program, I said, I got to go back to Taleb's book because he gives some great examples. Great examples of just how nonsensical the business media is, how godforsaken awful stock analysts are. Most financial advisors are. And I want to start off with a story that he gives and how they go about reporting on things and how people end up reacting to things. And it's going to be the story of a turkey. I want you to picture a turkey. I want you to picture a turkey that has a great life. Great life. This turkey lives, we'll put it this turkey lives on old McDonald's farm. That's right, E-I-E-I-O. And old McDonald, he's got the overalls and the straw cap, and he comes out every day and he feeds all the animals, including that turkey. From the day that the turkey was hatched, the turkey's out every single day. That turkey's got a great life. The same time every day, that turkey has food and it can play with the ducks and the chickens and all the other animals on old McDonald's farm. And life continues just like that. For 1,000 days. Every day, same thing. Now, the turkey doesn't know anything else. The turkey has no concept of anything else except the wonderful life that it lives. Until one day, day 1001 of the turkey's life, it's Thanksgiving. And let's just say things took a turn for the worse. What I'm trying to get at, people, is when you have these prognosticators out there, you have all these people out there that are telling you this is what they did and this is how they did it. Guess what? Things can change. An event can happen. Now, the entire concept of a black swan event is that it is an event that you're not going to know about. You're not going to know about. One of the things that we seem to understand here at Markowski Investments, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, rather than many others, is that we're aware of this. I oftentimes, you hear me explain it here on the program, is that we understand that we don't know what we don't know. We understand that black swan events, things will happen. Things will happen. Now, we've been able to, and some of the things that he talks about in his program, market crashes, whatnot, we've been able to figure out before everybody else. Does that mean we're going to get all of them? No. No. Hey, for example, you want a black swan event? September 11, 2001. I lived in New York City. Beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous day. Planning on going down to my office down in downtown New York, and guess what? I didn't make it that day. These are things that happen that you're not aware of. One of the things that you need to be prepared for are these types of events. Did I know that the flash crash was going to happen back in 2010? No. No. A couple years ago, did I know the markets were going to sell off 1,000 points in a very short, couple thousand points in a very short period of time for a myriad of different reasons? Did I know that that was going to happen this past February? No. No and no. I didn't. Nor did anybody else. You know, the difference is you need to be prepared for all of these things and how to go about handling them. You know, it's interesting. In his book, he talks about the 1987 stock market crash and what happened. And every year since then, what happens? Hey, everybody talks about another crash going to happen in October. But is it the case? No. No. It's a stupid comparison. To leave in his book, he mentions something. He tells a story. This is an actual quote from E.J. Smith in 1907. But in all my experience, I have never been in any accident of any sort worth speaking about. I have seen but one vessel in distress in all my years at sea. I never saw a wreck and never have been wrecked, nor was I ever in any predicament that threatened to end in disaster of any sort. E.J. Smith, 1907. You know who E.J. Smith was? No, he was the captain of the RMS Titanic. Again, you don't know. In September of 2006, another good example of this, a fund out there called Amaranth. I don't know if you remember this. We talked about this here on the program. Ironically, it was named after a flower that never dies. It had to shut down after it lost, I'm not making this up, close to $7 billion in just a few days. One of the most impressive losses in trading history. A few days prior to losing $7 billion, the company made a statement to the effect that investors should not worry because they had, and I'm not kidding, they had 12 risk managers. Risk managers, people who use models, past models, math, quants, all that good stuff to produce risk measures on the odds of such an event. Even if they had 112 risk managers, there would be no meaningful difference. They still would have blown up. You cannot manufacture more information than the past can deliver. If you buy 100 copies of the New York Times, I'm not too certain that would help you gain incremental knowledge of the future. We don't know how much information there is in the past. And this is one of the things that I find extraordinary that everyone misses. Time and time again, they miss it. Why? They're not looking in the wrong right place? No, it's arrogance. It's arrogance. It's this idea that they can control this, that they have some sort of control over it, that there is an explanation for everything. There's not. They're not. And later on in the book, he actually talks about, and this is a true story, talks about the day Saddam Hussein. The day Saddam Hussein got captured in the spider hole. Remember the spider hole? The markets were down for some reason in the morning. Markets were down in the morning. A Bloomberg headline said, Saddam Hussein captured, markets down on fears that this will not stop terrorist attacks. That was the headline on Bloomberg. Later on in the day, the markets were way up. You know what the Bloomberg headline was? Markets way up on the capture of Saddam Hussein. They don't know. They don't know. Nobody does. You need somebody that obviously can process the information of the past, but also understand its limitations. And be able to put you into a model, into a portfolio that's able to deal with those unseen risks that are out there. We'll talk a little bit more about this, but we're going to take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff at the website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be right back.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money, because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Going back in time a little bit, talking about a fantastic book written several years ago by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, The Black Swan, how these things are applicable to your portfolio and what you need to understand. Before I read this book, we had our investment philosophy. It hasn't changed since reading it. Taleb does a very, very good job of explaining many of the concepts that I try to get across here on the program. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. Many of the things that we talk about here on the program, the truth about investing, the limitations that I have. And you're going to hear most investment guys out there, hedge fund guys out there, put themselves out as masters of the universe. Masters of the universe, they're better, they're smarter. They've got all of the trinkets. They've got the gold watch. They've got the Aston Martin. They've got the Victoria's Secret model girlfriend, all to match. But the reality of the situation is it doesn't mean that they are better at what we do, because they're not. They're not. They're better at selling people. They're even not so much better at selling at people. They have no, they don't care about what they tell you. They don't care about what they promise. It doesn't matter to them. We've often used the phrase here on the program, these are people that have had an ethical bypass at birth. Now, ethics, everyone's got different ethics out there. And we have ours. The ethics of someone, they might say, hey, you know what? And I'm telling you, it's the way they think. We're just giving people what they want. We're just giving people what they want. That's all. If it works, it works. It doesn't, it doesn't. See, we don't do that. You don't think that it would be much more beneficial to Markowski Investments' bottom line, the Watchdog on Wall Street's bottom line, if I was to come on this program and start pitching the sun, the moon, the stars, and start telling you that I could, all of a sudden could do all these wonderful and magical things? Unlike a lot of these yokel local schlock brokers that are on one station, I'm on over 200 around the country. You know how many people would call and want to open up accounts? I've built up trust over the years. You know how many people, I mean, hedge fund guys have come up to me. You know what you could do? You know, I kind of try to put myself into a box and put ourselves into a box here. But I guess you could say we live, and Taleb calls this, mediocre Stan. That's right. That's right. Now, it's not what you think. Most of my clients' businesses, they live in mediocre Stan. There's mediocre Stan and there's extremist Stan. That's what he calls it. Mediocre Stan is this. We understand that compounding Compounding the best safe yields you can find over time works. Protecting one's downside, rotating assets, not getting involved in something that is taking some flyer on some fad at that point in time. We understand that this is not going to show us 80 to 90% return on the course of a year. We get that. But that's okay. That's okay. Hey, you know who also lives in mediocre stand? Warren Buffett. Hey, what a big name out there. He lives there too. Most other brokers, advisors, hedge fund guys, guys on TV, they want you to believe that they can show you these outsized returns. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes they can. Sometimes they can. They may get it right once. And you may hit that jackpot that year. But is it consistent? Is it over time? Take a look at all of these hedge funds that are going bust right now. Some of the biggest names in the industry. Going bust? How did they get big? Well, they hit it once right. It's almost like declaring yourself an expert on the lottery, for crying out loud, when it was nothing more than luck. Do you get it? Luck. They're not smart. They were just lucky at that one point in time. In fact, we've called many more black swan events than they did. But you know what? It was too damn risky. Too damn risky for me to get my clients to try to play these various different events on a short, because you know what? We could have been wrong. What if I went all in back in 1999 when we said Enron was going to collapse? We would have been short in that stock and short in that stock and short in that stock for over a year with nothing. Clients would have bailed. They wouldn't have believed it. And you know what? What if I was wrong? Am I willing to risk destroying my clients' portfolios on a hunch? Or am I going to stick to those 8, 10, 12, 14, great year, maybe 20. Boring returns. You want to call them boring? Boring. Boring works. Boring work for Buffett. Boring works. It just doesn't sell as well. We are always, always attracted to the, it's human nature. We are attracted to the extraordinary, the unlikely event, the shark attacks, whatever it may be. We're attracted to that stuff. We're not programmed. Human beings are not programmed to be very good investors. In fact, the exact opposite. We've given study after study after study here on the program, explaining to people, hey, take a look at discount houses. Take a look at the accounts there. You want to see some really bad returns? Look no further. Year in, year out. Don't you think if people were doing well with their discount house online trading platform accounts, don't you think those firms would let you know about it? Of course they would. They would love to. They would love to shout that. Hey, you too can blow away the markets. You can beat it. You can do it. We've got all this here. We've got the proof to show it. You've got nothing. You've got nothing. All the trading software, level two quotes, all the crap that they are pitching you is just that. I implore you, people, get your financial plan done the right way. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's one word, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Marines killed more than 70 Taliban leaders in Afghanistan. Leah Gabriel is a former Navy fighter pilot and intelligence operator. She explains what this all means.
Well, I think it means that at least on this localized level, our strategy is working. If you listen to General Nicholson, who's the top U.S. general in Afghanistan right now, he will even say that this is a localized effect that it's having. But I think this particular attack and this particular success shows that our intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance efforts are working. It means for us to have followed this group of leaders, Taliban leaders, from including leaders from six different provinces in Afghanistan.
President Trump is in Santa Fe, Texas, where he will meet with family members and community leaders affected by this month's shooting at a Santa Fe high school. Game one of the NBA Finals tips off tonight in Oakland, where the Golden State Warriors will host LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
What's driven us over the years at Markowski Investments in this program is we stick to what we believe is right. What we believe is right. We're not going to do anything short term and get off the beaten path. I won't do it. Back in the 1990s, I've told the story here on the program. Late 1990s was one of the most difficult times for my career and Markowski Investments and what we do. Very, very difficult because we were not wrong. Yeah, I guess you want to say we were wrong every day for years. Wrong in the sense that we were not showing the outsized, crazy returns in a raging bull market. Now, were our returns fantastic? Yeah, by historical standards, absolutely. Absolutely. Things great. But it wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. Wasn't juicing up portfolios, getting involved in these IPOs and whatnot that I knew were absolute garbage. Refused to do it. Because I knew. I knew that it was going to all come to an end. I didn't know when. I just knew it was. Now, it probably would have been much better. It would have been much better in the short term. Most certainly in the short term, for my pocketbook, for my firm's pocketbook, if I had just joined in with everybody else, gone with the herd, the crowd, that's the way it's going. The mob has spoken. Go with the mob. Could have gone right along. And you know what? Everything collapsed and fell apart. I don't even know if we really would have paid the price because everybody was wrong. We were right. Almost everybody was wrong. Few of us were right. I lost the most amount of clients that we ever had during the run-up in the tech stocks, late 1990s, because I refused. I refused to deviate from what we knew was right. Now, granted, many of those clients came back with the proverbial tail between their legs after the fact. Many of them were too embarrassed to do so. And, you know, I actually had somebody mention this to me not long ago. They're like, so what? You were right, Chris. Didn't make any difference. It didn't. Didn't make any difference then. We could have joined in. Made a lot more money for ourselves, but we don't do that. It's always about doing the right thing. I'm a bit of an Adam Smith capitalist. I believe that two people can sit down at the table and both can walk away happy. And I knew in time, sticking to our guns, doing the right thing would prevail. I knew it. This is one of the problems that we have today, is that, again, we're getting back into this. We're getting back into the, I want to own it. I've got to get into the unicorn. I want the next hot IPO, the next hot idea out there. Mutual funds right now buying into these unicorn companies to juice their returns. I'm telling you right now, this is another thing. It is a bit of a warning. You own mutual funds right now, you need a review. I am appalled. And you know what? It's my fault. I haven't been paying much attention because we don't own very, very little as far as mutual funds are concerned. Very, very little. These mutual funds are stacking up on all of these tech darling unicorn companies out of Silicon Valley that, in my opinion, are overvalued for the most part, upwards of 50%. What do you think is going to happen when these things start going bust? Because they are. Yeah, you want another black swan? That's not really a black swan because I know about it. And now you know about it. Yeah. Most of these Silicon Valley companies are going to go bust. Most of them are not going to make it. And your pension fund's going to get hit and your mutual fund's going to get hit. Oh, I'm going to give you some numbers. We're going to take a break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get the help you need right there. Give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Well, now, whenever I hear this song, I keep thinking of Will Ferrell in the campaign. North Carolina is taking care of business. Anyway. All right. You want numbers? All right. Not that I think that they're going to matter. Human beings are really good at deluding themselves, that's for sure. Over 80% of the IPOs in 2017 had negative earnings. That's the highest level we've seen since the dot-com peak. Oh, yeah! That's right, 108 operating companies went public in the United States in 2017. with an average first day return of 15%. Wow. But 80% of them had negative earnings. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen there. No, they're cool companies, Mr. Markowski. They're on all sorts of lists. Really? Really? Let me tell you something. This whole Silicon Valley unicorn thing is going to end. There's a lot of people making money on this whole startup craze. You've got consulting firms out there talking about how we're getting people to think more like a startup. What does that mean? Not give a damn about the bottom line? Is that what that means? Because there's no such thing. There wouldn't be any of these startups if the Fed didn't make the world awash with money. This is a perverse game of musical chairs. There's a recent study done by the National Bureau of Economic Research that said, on average, these Silicon Valley unicorn companies are roughly 50% overvalued. 50% overvalued. They don't care about the bottom line. The whole idea is to get big fast. That's it. I mean, what difference does it make if you lose money with 100 clients or 10,000 clients? Does it make any difference at all? Again, I like to always go back to the simplicity of Seinfeld. When George Costanza was working for that idiot company, Kroger Industrial Smoothing, and they're sitting there having a little meeting, and they're talking about the books and what's going on, and the owner of the company is like, I don't know, the red one, what's the red one or the black one? Which one's the good one? You got to be in the red or you got to be in the black? Doesn't matter when it comes to Silicon Valley. What do you think is going to happen with all these companies? Huh? What they just had Uber. Uber was just on one list as the number one innovator out there. Innovator? What did they do last year? Over $8.6 billion in revenues, I think, something like that. But they still lost close to $3 billion. You people do know that that's unsustainable. They're losing money taking people from point A to point B. Now, where's all this money come from? Venture capital firms, hedge funds, pension funds, and mutual funds. Yep. You couldn't get in. You couldn't get in. What is their goal, people, right now? What is the goal of the unicorn companies? Huh? What do you think it is? To sell. Sell. They want to get liquid. They want to get out. Meaning that they're going to try to go public as fast as they possibly can. They want you to buy their stock at the absolutely ridiculous valuation. Coming soon to a theater near you. Don't do it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We get back, we're going to talk about robots and your investing. That's right, robots managing your portfolio. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. All right. I was thinking of pulling up that old Sam Waterston Saturday Night Live skit with the robot insurance. Here's another example. I was approached with starting our own online robo-advisor firm branded, you know, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Markowski Investments brand. Using our brand, they wanted to have us put together a robo-advisor. You got to hear the pitch that these guys are giving. Honestly, it's amazing how people just don't do their homework. They just don't do that. They automatically think that if they wave a few dollars in front of somebody, people are going to jump. It's like insulting. It really is. Oh, you do this, you can put all of your smaller clients off to the robo-advisors, and you won't have to worry about managing them or talking to them, and then you can attract all of these smaller advisors out there, and you're going to just be able to make money off it. There's no risk involved. You don't have to manage it. The computer program will do it. Look at all the money you can make. Yeah, look at all the people that are going to get ruined. Again, I tried to tempt us with money on this one. And I'm like, you guys ever listen to my show? Do you know who we are? Have any idea? They must have thought it was an act. But anyway, one of the big robo-advisors out there, Wealthfront, manages about $10.5 billion. Kind of funny, and I knew that this was going to eventually happen, that they were going to try to find ways of making themselves more money. And they're doing that right now. They're coming up with their own mutual funds. That's right, their own mutual funds, and they've got this one. It's called the Wealthfront Risk Parity Fund. And anybody that has a an account at Wealthfront with at least $100,000. The firm, no joke, the robot, has been automatically moving as much as 20%, 20% of that client's assets into the fund. Wow. Yeah, that fund's working great now. Now it's already up to $690 million. They say it'll be at $900 million soon. How's that fund doing? Not well. Not well. And the fees involved with this fund, if you actually take a look at it, pretty high. Pretty high. And the funny thing, the prospectus for this fund, if you take a look at the prospectus for the fund, it says that this fund, and I'm quoting, should be used only by investors who understand complex securities, are highly risk tolerant, and who intend to actively monitor and manage their investments in the fund. Well, I wait a second. You're putting people into a fund where you're asking people to manage it and understand complex securities, yet the robot is doing it? And you're taking 20% of people's assets and you're rolling it into that fund? Do explain. Oh, I'll explain it to you. Money. Money. It's a robo-advisor. They don't have to do the right thing by their clients. They just have to bring their clients something that is suitable. And they talk to their lawyers, and their lawyers said, this will pass the smell test. It is suitable for these types of clients. Bang them out. Which they did. I don't get it. people. I really don't. You can get great financial advice out there. Listen, for people that have less than $1 million, I get it. It's harder to find certified financial planners that will work with you. But you're listening to this program, and we will. We will. We always have. We've never said, "Oh, you know, oh, you're just a little fish. We're not gonna. We only deal with multi-million-dollar accounts." No, we're not schmucks like that. Never have been. Never will. That's one of the other things that we do not deviate from. Do the right thing. Is it the right thing to fire clients or not take people in and help people out just because they're not big enough? According to Markowski rules, it is not. Our ethics, it's not the right thing to do. So get the help you need. Get to our website. Stop working with these damn robots. Anyway, quickly on this one. Now, I'm going to try to take a deep breath here. Breathe in, breathe out. I'm going to try not to yell. I'm going to try really hard not to raise my voice here. Story in the Wall Street Journal. Title: Buyer Beware. Hundreds of Bitcoin wannabes show hallmarks of fraud. You don't say. You don't say. The Wall Street Journal analyzed 1,450 cryptocurrency offerings, and it reveals rampant plagiarism, identity theft, and promises of improbable returns. What did you think was going to be there? You think that these things are real? People are going out there and making up their own money. They're just coming up with their own money. Like, we talked about this here on the program ages ago, that I should start up Markowski Bucks. It is one of the dumbest things. I mean, this crypto, it is one of the dumbest things I have seen since the Beanie Baby investing craze. It's up there. This one is up there with the Beanie Baby. You are buying into an initial coin offering. Some guy just decides he's going to come up with his own currency, and you're going to send him money. I'm trying not to yell, trying not to lose my temper. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, stay away, people, please. Man, it's amazing the ways that people find to lose money. It's extraordinary. Never ceases to amaze me here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former military intelligence chief continued their talks today to salvage the once-on-again-then-off-again summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the U.N. and governor of New Mexico Bill Richardson likes what he's hearing.
The good thing that I saw is that they had dinner last night, Pompeo and the North Korean.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.